Blog Talk Radio. welcome to another Sunday of Let's Talk with Minister Sheila and myself. Hopefully this week we won't have issues like we had last week. On last week, Minister Sheila said she couldn't hear me, and I didn't get the message until afterwards because it was very weird. We started off where I was talking, and then we just got cut off. But it was probably because the word was so strong that the enemy of our souls was fighting it. So once again, welcome. I'm going to open up the line to Minister Sheila for her to start us off in prayer and whatever the Lord has for her to share with us before she turns it back over to me, or if the Lord gives her the whole program, I'm okay with that. Minister Sheila.
Good morning to each and every one of you. I'm going to start off by saying thank you. God, I thank you. Because if it wasn't for you, I would not be here to thank you, to praise your name, to worship you. I wouldn't be alive today to participate in this program. Wouldn't be alive today to thank you for the blessings of life that you have given me. Lord, I thank you for Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, sister of blood and in spirit. And I thank you for her to have this program for us to be acknowledgement to the word and to learn and to praise and to appreciate more love that you have sacrificed for us to still live and to be able to worship you. I thank you and ask you to bless Apostle Sandra Thomas, who is a woman of God that has been your daughter for the longest as I can remember, with the word of knowledge and wisdom, and to praise the Lord and to praise your name, O God. And I ask you to bless Pastor Troy Thomas, a young man of the spirit and words and wisdom and authority and knowledge of you. I ask you to bless Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, another sister of blood and in spirit of knowledge, to have programs to understand and to bring the word of you. I thank you to bless Dr. Serena Wright, another young lady of knowledge and words of wisdom, and to praise and to practice the word of you. I thank you to bless Elder Kathy Kendall, another woman of God who can praise and to have the blessing to talk and knowledge of you. I ask you to bless, oh my God, each and every one of us. I thank you to bless the Lord that you, the Son you have given us to worship and to praise your name. I thank you to just the love that you have given us of life. I thank you to bless all ministers, all bishops, all apostles, all men and women of God. Lord, I thank you for Antoine, Freddie, Monty, each and every member. I thank you for my sons, my daughters, my grandkids. I thank you for each and every person that you put here on this earth to worship. Lord, I ask you and I thank you. And I thank you because without you, we would not be. Lord, I thank you to bless all the men and women of this world and to excuse me for not knowing much as I should know, but I thank you and ask you to teach and help me learn more and to worship you and to praise you more and to take us through all our trials and tribulations, all our illness, our suffering and our pain, but yet we should know that without you it could be so much worse than what it is. Lord, I can't thank you enough. I really can't thank you enough, but I thank you and I thank you and I thank you for letting me live another day to see that the beauty of life and love that you have for us. All the apostles, the prophetess, Prophet Antoine Thomas, who is another gentleman of wisdom and knowledge that can speak the word of life and love from you through him to us. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, and I ask you to take over these demons and devils, send your angels down to let them know you are the power. You are the only power. You are the one and the only one. No matter what you do, Lord, you are the blessing that can correct all evil that can wipe it all out. Lord, I thank you. And I thank you, and I ask you to take me through my situation, my treatments, my surgeries, my treatments I'm going through, Lord, to let me know. I know you are the answer, and you will heal me. You know what's best for me, and with you, I accept all, because I know it's all through you. I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Back to you. excuse me. Apostle elect.
Amen. I thank God for Minister Sheila. And before I begin, I'm just going to pray for her. Father God, we glorify you and we magnify you. We thank you for we know that you are in control. We know that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We know that you are the one and only true and living God. And by Jesus' stripes, she's already healed. We thank you for the manifestation on this side of heaven. We thank you that Apostle Sandra Thomas, Minister Sylvia, even myself and many others are already healed, already whole. God, not only do we ask you to take her through the various procedures, God, but we ask you to be not only what we already know you are, which is the God of miracles, signs, and wonders, God, but that you will show others that you are our healer, that you are our God, and that whether it's financially, whether it's emotionally, whether it's physically, whatever it is, God, that you're able to heal the land. We thank you for healing us from our head to our toes to the inside out. We thank you for everything that the doctor has said, God, and declared is only so that you can show yourself as God. So, God, we lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways we acknowledge you. God, I ask you to obliterate and annihilate any spirit of fear, any anxiety, anything, God, that will cause us to doubt that you are still God and that you're still in control. God, help us to eat right. Help us to rest right. Help us to do what's right for these temples that you've given us, God, that the temples don't have to fall apart and fall down before we will start trying to treat the temples right, God. Teach us how to be stewards of the temples that you've given us. Teach us, God, how to feed and clothe and cover these temples that you've given us. These temples that mankind calls a body, this body that houses your Holy Spirit, teach us, God. For when you created us, you said it was good. And when Jesus took on the sins of mankind, he said that it was finished. And that includes sickness. That includes disparities. That includes any and everything that the enemy will send our way, God. We thank you for Minister Sheila being healed, whole, and blessed in every area of her life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Just want to start off with two quick melodies. I say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. I say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every hour. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Yes, 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 Lord. Yes, 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 Lord, hallelujah. Yes, 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 Lord, yes, 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 Lord. I just want to thank God for so much, right along with Minister Sheila. You know, I'm tired in my body, but I still say yes, Lord. I've gone through this and gone through that and seen all types of things in this world. We go through things in this world because of what we look like, what we sound like, the color of our skin, the gender, the content of whatever people think they've perceived as our character. We go through so many things, but even in everything that we go through, we have to remember that God is still who he said he is. Times we quote the scriptures that remind us that God is who he said he is. Many times we pray the scriptures that say God is who he said he is. Many times we tell our sisters and our brothers about who God said he is. Many times we say out our mouths who God said he is. But the evidence of who God said he is has been not covered up, but it seems not to be the highlight of what we're talking about. Meaning that sometimes we have to remember to just keep saying what God said and who God said he is. Not saying that the signs and the symptoms aren't there, not saying the situations and the circumstances don't exist. But somebody told me, not only in the song, but in the word, we have to speak those things that be not as though they were. So sometimes on the natural and in the natural, we cannot see what is really going on, meaning that the cares in our life can appear to be larger than God. The situations and the circumstances can appear to be larger than God. There's various giants in our lives. David killed Goliath. Esther, for such a time as this, made sure that the enemy coming against not only her, but the people of God, that enemy and their whole family was slain. And I believe sometimes we forget that we serve the same God. When Daniel was praying and the prince of Persia held up his blessing, it didn't mean his blessing wasn't coming. It just meant that it was delayed but not denied. So, yes, you may have heard or noticed that even when I was singing the melodies of God, there's fatigue, tiredness. In my voice, because of not only emotional and physical fatigue, But because of being tired for lots of reasons. But God reminded me on this week that all of the tears I've cried, He's bottled them up. God reminded me all of the sleepless nights, He's seen and He heard my cry. God has reminded me that if I come to Him and I lay aside every weight that so easily beset me, if I cast my cares on Him, He's going to do just what He said. So since some of the things in our lives have tried to cause us to forget about what God said or to appear to be bigger than what God has said and what He's doing, let me share a few scriptures with you. And let's start with this first one right here. I'm going to share a number of them. So you may be like, well, okay, I thought, you know, you were going to talk about this or that. I am, but I need to lay a foundation. I need to lay a foundation of the Word of God. And these verses are about fear. Psalms 56 and 3 says, when I am afraid, I put my trust in You. Talking about God. Isaiah 41 and 10 says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. This is God talking now. Do we really believe God is going to do just what He said? We've got to. And the Word of God even reminds us that we can say, Lord, I believe, but help thy my unbelief. Psalms 94 and 19 says, when anxiety was great within me, Your consolation brought joy to my soul. That's my testimony, saints. When anxiety was great within me, to know that God would bring me joy. Philippians 4, 6 through 7, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. 1 John 4 and 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. Help me, God. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And then we have John 10 and 27. Peace is what I leave with you. It is not my own peace that I give you. I do not give it as the world does. Do not be worried, upset, and do not be afraid. Mm-hmm. See, if this message ain't for nobody else, it's for me. You know, sometimes we have to share messages and preach messages. We know that we're first partakers of every word. We know that as men and women of God. But sometimes the very message that God will give us, we have to stand in front of that mirror and go, me first, God, me first. Even though it should be every message that we're preaching, He's giving it to us for someone and somebody. And sometimes we think it's not us, and sometimes it may not be for you today. It may have been for you yesterday, or it may be going to be for you in the future, but no, if you're speaking it, you're the first partaking. Psalms 23 and 40. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. Isaiah 43 and 1. But now, this is what the Lord says. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. That means he's called out our name. He's already summoned us by name. That's what his word says. So we're to fear not. Proverbs 12 and 25. An anxious heart weighs a man down. Kind word cheers him up. Somebody needs to be encouraged on today because they have an anxious heart. Someone was telling me the other day when I was walking with them to the elevator, they said, my mama told me that if I don't have nothing good to say, not to say nothing at all. Now, sometimes when somebody needs a kind word, like the word of God just said, because they're dealing with whatever they're dealing with, we need to give them a kind word, not go along with them if they're talking about this or that, and now you want to compare notes with them and you're both over there dealing in anxiety and fear, instead of giving them a kind and timely word. Joshua 1 and 9 says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. On your job, he's with you. In the classroom, he's with you. On the car, public transportation, while you're walking, while you're sleeping, he's with you. Wherever you are, be strong and courageous. Because God is wherever you go. Luke 12:22-26. Do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body. Or what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Woo-hoo! That is powerful. All these scriptures I've been reading, they are good. Matthew 6 and 34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. 1 Peter 5, 6 and 7. Humble yourselves then under God's mighty hand, so that he will lift you up in his own good time. All your worries with him, because he cares for you. Isaiah 34 and 4. Tell everyone who is discouraged, be strong and don't be afraid. God is coming to rescue you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's coming to rescue us. Psalms 37 and 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Now we're going to stop right there because I got lots of scriptures to share with you. Ask yourself that question. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Why are you afraid of those people on your job, Cecilia? Why you fear those people on your job, Cecilia? See, I'm going to talk to myself. Why do you fear what man can do to you, Cecilia? Why do you fear those people that will be doing this or that during the time for your dissertation or when it's time to grade your paper, Cecilia? Why do you fear mankind when you're going here and you're going there, Cecilia? Why do you fear what this person is saying and that person is saying and the various sabotage things that's going on, Cecilia? Why are you not standing up for other people that are afraid, Cecilia? Ah, glory to God. Why are you being a silent partner, Cecilia? Whom shall you fear? Whom are you afraid of, Cecilia? The word of God says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? If I'm going to fear anyone according to the word, the fear of God is the beginning of understanding. God decides the heaven or the hell that I go to based off of my own choices. If I decide to reject Jesus Christ, if I decide to do the things that are evil that will cause me to be separated from God, I've made those decisions consciously. So when I'm afraid then, I need to be afraid of God for the bad choices that I've made. But if I really feared God in a way that I should fear him in reverence and trembling, I would fear him in a way that I worship him even more. I worship and adore him even more. I bow down to his feet even more. I cast all my cares upon him even more. I know that he's my rock and my shield even more. I know, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I should fear no evil even more. Why would I fear what man can do when what they do is even proven to be temporal? He let us know that the birds in the air, they're fed. The lilies in the valley, they get rained upon and the sun is shining down on them so that they can be nourished and fed. The trees and the flowers, they give us oxygen so that we can breathe. Hallelujah. If God, and we know he does, he's feeding the ravens, he's feeding the birds, he's feeding his people the word of God, whom shall I be afraid? My God, my God. And then another question, why would I be afraid? Am I saying that those things and those circumstances are bigger than God? That's what it sounds like to me. So the conviction of God needs to get down so rooted into me that I know that God is just who he said he is. I'm going to share a few more scriptures. Psalms 55 and 22. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. Ah, glory to God. My God, my God. Mark 6 and 50. Immediately he spoke to them and said, take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid. Deuteronomy 31 and 6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Isaiah 41, 13 through 14. I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear. I will help you. Do not be afraid, for I myself will help you, declares the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Psalms 46 and 1, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Psalms 118, 6 through 7, the Lord is with me, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is with me, he is my helper. Proverbs 29 and 25, fear of man will prove to be a snare, my God. But whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. Lord, I need this. Mark 4, 39 through 40. He got up, rebuked the wind and said to the waves, quiet, be still. Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? Those fears that's in my life, God has given me the power and authority in Jesus' name to say, quiet, be still. When was the last time Cecilia told the storms in her life to be quiet and to be still? When was the last time I had to ask myself, why are you so afraid? When was the last time I had to say to myself, do you still have no faith? Jesus has given me the power and authority in his name, and God allowed him to die for each and every one of us on the cross. He has already purchased our salvation. He has already purchased our victory. He's already proven that he's God and he's God alone. So why would I allow the fear of man to prove to be a snare? Why would we allow the fear of man to prove to be a snare? And just so that we can have understanding, a snare is a trap for catching birds and animals, and typically one having a noose or a wire or a cord. It's a length of wire. It's a gut. It's a hide stretched across a drum head. That's a snare too. So most of the time when we're talking about a snare, we're talking about that thing that's set to catch you up, that thing that's set to sabotage you, that thing that's set to be a difficulty, that thing that's set to be deceptive, that thing that's set to try to discourage you, that thing that's set that's trying to skillfully maneuver all around you to try to make you doubt God, that thing that's set to collar you, to grab you, that thing that's set to snatch you out of the will of God, that net that's set to capture you so that you can be ensnared into doubting God. My God, my God. Psalms 118, 6 and 7 once again said, the Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. That's a declaration that the Lord is with you, Cecilia, and that Cecilia will not be afraid. That's a declaration. That's a faith walk. That's a true statement. So why would I allow the snares of mankind and what they're doing to encompass me or put me in a net to make me doubt God? Because he said he's always with me. Psalms 34 and 7. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him. See, that's who I'm supposed to, and he delivers them. I'm to fear God. I'm to fear he's not only a powerful God, but he's a faithful God. He's a loving God. He's, as I said, all-powerful. He's everywhere. He's on our job. He's in the classroom. Peace, be still. Peace, be still. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. The blood of Jesus is against you. Peace be still to that situation. Peace be still because of the power and the authority for which God has given each and every one of us. 1 Peter 3 and 14. But even if you suffer for doing what is right, yes, it said that. It said even if you suffer for doing what is right, God will reward you for it. So don't worry or be afraid of their threats. That's the word. It says it right here. 3 and 14 says, but even if you suffer. So it's saying you may suffer for doing what's right. But you got to know that God is going to reward you. You've got to know that you're not to worry or be afraid of their threats. Psalms 34 and 4. I have prayed to the Lord, and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. I need for God to free me from all my fears. So what do I need to do? It says, I prayed to the Lord, and he answered me. So I'm praying to God, and I know that he's going to answer me and that he's going to free me from all my fears. Why? Because his word just said so, and his word can't return unto him void. Deuteronomy 3 and 22. Do not be afraid of them. Once again, the Lord your God will fight for you. See, the battle's not mine, it's the Lord's. So he's already said when you pray to him, he's going to answer, and he's going to free you from your fears. He's already said, do not be afraid, for the battle is not mine, it's the Lord. He's already said he himself is going to fight for you. Can't nobody beat God. Can't no situation beat God. Can't no circumstance beat God. Hey, nothing can beat our God. Revelations 1 and 17. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. We're talking about God. Mark 5 and 36. Jesus told him, do not be afraid. Just believe. God, I believe, but help thy my unbelief. For God, if I truly, truly believe like I thought I believed, why would I be afraid? See, that's me being transparent with God. Romans 8, 38 and 39. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. Zephaniah 3 and 17, the Lord your God is in your midst, a victorious warrior. He will extol over you with joy. He will be quiet in his love. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy. Now, one last group of scriptures, and this is going to be Psalms 91 as a whole. This is all of Psalms 91. This is a scripture of us knowing how to trust God, us knowing how to take shelter in God, and knowing how to be comforted in God. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and wrapper. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day. They come in the daytime too. Nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at noonday. See, it comes in midday as well. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him, I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer. See, I'm going to call upon God, and he's going to answer. I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. So we can be assured that when we're faced with all types of challenges and struggles, that we don't need to worry because God's right there. He's holding our hand. God is greater. Let's be encouraged. Let's be bold in our encouragement, knowing that we can trust God. Let's be fearless and not fear these things in life, in these circumstances. Let's not even listen to the whisperers or even give attention to what the whisperers are saying, for God has already said, do not fear. Let's give it all to God. Let's trust in God. Let's start having a peaceful night's rest. Let's start not being so afraid of this or that that is affecting our health. Too many of us are afraid of what man can do. But God is God. See, I'm not going to talk about nobody else. I'm going to make it personal today. This is not going to be a message about why you fearing. It's not going to be about why you afraid. It's going to be about Cecilia. Why are you fearing? Why are you afraid? You preaching and teaching and talking about how great God is. You're praying and you're praying for others, and God is causing things and situations to change, and doors are opening and doors are shutting that no man can shut or open. God is doing all these phenomenal things when they say when you pray. So when do you start to believe the very thing that others believe when they ask you to pray for them? On today. If I haven't heard anything else, I've heard from God. Do not fear. Do not fear, humankind. Do not fear situations and circumstances. Do not fear. God, I believe, but help thine my unbelief. That's all I have, Minister Sheila.
Thank you. That was so beautiful. That was so awesome, and that is so true. And Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, all I got to say, this message wasn't only for you. That was so much for me. Too. Well, all I have to say is that people don't understand, and yet they looked at me as I'm crazy. So the things I'm going through, they say, ain't you scared? I said, the only thing I'm not scared of, not going through this, but the thing is, from where they are telling me I am, I know through God, only God, have stopped and would tell from what's supposed to be, what could be, what should have been. I have been through so much that these doctors of men are telling me, you are the walking corpse. How are you still here? It's not your final say-so. It is God. I'm not fearing the procedures. I'm not fearing the life I'm in. All I fear is that I'm not doing enough to please my Father, God and the Son, Lord Jesus. The things that you need to fear is what you're not doing for the Father. If you're not doing enough for the Father and the Son, because whatever you're going through, as of myself, and I can see my sister too, you can't fear. No, if you're not in God's hands, how much worse? How much harder, how much the pain would be. I just want to say thank you, sister. Thank you. But not only was the message for you, it was for me and for whoever else is listening. I know it is for them too. As long as we go through life with God in our hearts, our minds, and our souls, we have more defense, more protection, more than you could ever imagine. And like I say, without God, we would not be. If the devil can put the fear in you, he will wear you down. If the devil can do anything, he will wear you down. The fear should be in the heart of you as if I have. Please, my Father, have I praised enough, have I did enough for God above to fear the man, to fear life that should not be. When we have the fear, as the Apostle Elect said, pray it to God and put it in his hands, and he will remove all fear, harm, danger, and evil. I just want to thank you, and I want to thank you, and I want to thank you. And I just want to say the message was there so much for me, as it is for you. I'm going to put it back into your hands, because like I know without God, I'm not afraid of what I'm going through, because I know whatever the outcome is, it's his doing and his saying, and I'm going to love him any way it goes. Thank you.
Amen. So once again, I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. One more melody. I need you. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I lay all my fears on the altar, God. I come to thee. They no longer belong to me. I come to thee. How God take all my cares. I come to thee. Father God, don't let me ever take them back. I come to thee. Let me truly trust in you, God. I come to thee. Yes. Yes, yes, Lord, yes, 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 Lord. I repent on today, God, for fearing what man could do and forgetting who you are. I've spent so many nights crying, spent so many sleepless nights. I've spent so many nights worrying about mankind instead of spending them worshiping you in spirit and truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him, for they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Let's get back to knowing that God is who he said he is. Let's get back to celebrating God for being Alpha and Omega, all-powerful. He's our Jehovah Nisi. He said, the battle's not ours, but it's his. Let's get back to knowing that. It doesn't mean we're walking around in arrogance in ourselves. It means that we're walking around in the faithful assurance that God is who he said he is, and we can put all of our hope and our cares in and with him. So don't forget our foundational scripture that says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So don't forget tomorrow night. is Iron Sharpening Iron with Minister Sheila and Minister Sylvia at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget about Friday night with Elder Captain Kendall when she'll do Let's Talk. She'll do God Still Heal. She's going to follow the unctioning of God. And don't forget about us on next Sunday when it's Minister Sheila and I again on Let's Talk. Because come on now, we need to really talk to God and be honest with God and tell him the truth that we've been fearing what humankind can do to us almost more than we will fear him. And that's not acceptable. That cannot be the case, saints. God is all-powerful and he's all-knowing. So if you haven't heard anything else, hear these words. Do not fear and tell every situation and every circumstance, peace, be still, and tell God the truth. God, I believe, but help thine my unbelief. So until tomorrow night, we love you, and we're just going to say bye-bye, and you can hear a few little melodies from Quiet Storm by Pastor Troy Thomas. Bye-bye.